Hello and welcome to 3 Minutes with Newman. This is Father Juan Velez. One of the high points of the Dream of Gerontius is the hymn Praise to the Holiest in the Height. The hymn is composed of stanzas for 5 choirs of angels. It begins with the choir that sings of Christ, the Son of God, who became man to champion our cause, and the angels, his elder race. Praise to the Holiest in the Height. And in the depth he be praised, in all his words most wonderful, most sure in all his ways. To us his elder race he gave, to battle and to win, without the chastisement of pain, without the soil of sin. The younger son he willed to be, a marvel in his birth. Spirit and flesh his parents were, his home was heaven and earth. The Eternal blessed his child and armed, and sent him hence afar, to serve as champion in the field of elemental war. The guardian angel guides Gerontius' soul amidst the choirs, each choir repeating the refrain, Praise to the Holiest in the Height, and in the depth be praise, in all his words most wonderful, most sure in all his ways. The second choir sings of the sin of men and God's mercy. Woe to thee, man, for he was found, and lost his heritage of heaven, and fellowship with light. Above him now the angry sky, around the tempest's din, who once had angels for his friends, had but the brutes for kin. Man lived, toiled, and died, and step by step he was led back to God and to be a man again. And quickened by the Almighty's breath, and chastened by his rod, and taught by angel visitings, at length he sought his God, and learned to call him upon his name, and in his faith create a household and a fatherland, a city and a state. The third choir recounts the trial of the angels, the fall of man, and the debt men must pay. The angels, as beseemingly to spirit kind was given, at once were tried and perfected, and took their seats in heaven. For them no twilight or eclipse, no growth and no decay. 'Twas hopeless, all-engulfing night or beatific day. But to the younger race there rose a hope upon its fall, and slowly, surely, gracefully, the morning dawned on all. A double debt he has to pay, the forfeit of his sin, the chill of death is past, and now the penance fire begins. Next the angel tells the soul of its approaching agony, and we catch a glimpse of Jesus. It is the face of the incarnate God, shall smite thee with the keen and subtle pain, and yet the memory which it leaves will be a sovereign febrifuge to heal the wound, and yet withal it will the wound provoke, and aggravate and widen it the more. When then, if such thy lot thou seest thy judge, the sight of him will kindle in thy heart all tender, gracious, reverential thoughts. The guardian angel describes the soul's sorrow as an experience of sickness of love. Thou wilt be sick with love and yearn for him, and feel as though thou couldst but pity him, that one so sweet should e'er have placed himself at disadvantage such as to be used so vilely by a being so vile as thee. Next we learn the pains for sin are twofold, and what the essence of purgatory is. And these two pains, so counter and so keen, the longing for him when thou seest him not, the shame of self at thought of seeing him, will be thy veriest, sharpest purgatory. These words of the guardian angel are followed by tender thoughts which flood Gerontius' soul. My soul is in my hand, I have no fear, in his dear might prepared for weal or woe. But hark, a grand mysterious harmony, it floods me like the deep and solemn sound of many waters. In the next blog, we will continue with some of the stanzas of the last 2 choirs of angels, completing this praise of God's wonderful love for man and the care of the guardian angels.